It is somehow fitting that the man most closely associated with the music of the campaign season would have celebrated his birthday today, as we get ready to vote tomorrow. John Philip Sousa was born on November 6, 1854. And today, 152 years later, a small crowd turned out on Capitol Hill to honor the composer of The Stars and Stripes Forever and the Washington Post March. They came to Congressional Cemetery, where Sousa is buried. He was born nearby. Independent producer Nina Ellis was there this morning when the Marine Corps Band played its annual Sousa tribute at his gravesite.
I've attended this celebration for a long time because I own the house where Sousa was born.
It's John Philip Sousa Pugh. My grandmother was Sousa's sister. My mother, aunts, and relatives would bring me down here as a youngster, and then I'm just continuing this, and I'll bring my grandchildren here now.
My mama used to be a Marine. I like all the bugles. I just like the beat, and I like the instruments.
Sousaphone and probably a saxophone.
It was really fun to listen. It had a great rhythm.
When I think of John Philip Sousa, I think of the 4th of July. I think of martial military type music, and I think of the Marine Band.
That is the Marine Corps Band playing Semper Fidelis, a march by John Philip Sousa. We heard the voices of Chief Warrant Officer Bill Perry, students Samantha O'Sullivan, Maxwell Schur, and Kelly McGarrigle, also John Philip Sousa Pugh, and Shakir King. They were all gathered at Congressional Cemetery in Washington to celebrate Sousa's 152nd birthday.
This is NPR.